This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Ahmad Al Mubarak Al Sabah, over phone yesterday and condemned violation of Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He said India stands with Kuwait's people in this difficult hour. In a social media post, Mr. Modi appreciated the Kuwaiti leadership's continued support to ensure safety and well-being of the Indian community in Kuwait. The Prime Minister also spoke to the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed firm solidarity with Qatar. Both leaders emphasized the urgent need to restore peace and stability in the region through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi also spoke with Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, and exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia. He condemned the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Both leaders agreed that sustained diplomatic engagement is essential for earliest restoration of regional peace and stability. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, West Region, Asian Region has postponed the Class 10 and Class 12 examinations that were set to take place on March 5th and 6th. Revised dates for these exams will be announced later. The board also stated that a decision regarding the examinations scheduled from March 7 onwards will be made after reviewing the situation by Thursday. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has informed that more than 1,200 flights by Indian carriers and nearly 380 flights have been cancelled by foreign carriers so far amid evolving airspace situation in parts of West Asia. In a statement, the ministry said it is closely monitoring the situation and special arrangements are being made to facilitate the movement of stranded passengers and airlines are deploying additional capacity where required. The ministry added that Indian carriers are planning to operate 58 flights today, including 30 by IndiGo and 23 by Air India and Air India Express. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to end trade with Spain, citing a lack of support over the U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran and the European nation's resistance to increase its NATO spending. The U.S. President's comments came a day after Spanish Foreign Minister Jose Manuel Alvarez said his country would not allow the U.S. to use the bases in northern Spain in any strikes not covered by the United Nations Charter. In the international market, gas prices have spiked and global stock markets tumbled as the conflict in the Middle East intensified. The UK gas price surged to its highest level for 3 years yesterday, following sharp gains on Monday, while Brent crude oil benchmark briefly rose above $85 a barrel for the first time since July 2024. Meanwhile, the share prices of companies on US and European stock markets plunged. The Bharatiya Janata Party has announced the names of two candidates from Odisha for the upcoming 2026 Rajya Sabha biennial elections. State BJP resident Manmohan Samal and former MP Sujit Kumar have been nominated as BJP candidates from Odisha. The Rajya Sabha election for four vacant seats will be held on 16th of this month. The last date for filing nominations is on 5th of March. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 6th of March and the last date for withdrawal is 9th of March. Voting will be conducted from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on 16th of March and counting will take place the same day. The Festival of Colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and marks the onset of spring season. Holi gives the message of equality and fraternity as all sections of society, irrespective of caste, creed, color, age and sex, celebrated with great enthusiasm.
रंग परते जिके चुनर वाली रंग परते
In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. India will face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.